Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. And once again, I'm out walking in the glorious Peak District. So I've just set off from a place called Langset, which is near a place I used to live, actually. I used to go to school in the town of Stocksbridge, which is just down the way, and I used to live in a little village called Wharncliffe Side. That will have been in around about 96, 97. We lived there for around about a year and a half when my mum and my stepfather used to run a pub down there. I did a walk from there a few weeks ago, actually. We set off from the pub and headed up in a similar sort of direction to as what I'm heading today, actually. But the main reason for coming here is basically to fill in a blank on a map that I've got on shareyouradventure.com. Audioboo's very own daylight gambler, Phil, he's created an excellent service, and one that I haven't used as much of late, and I think the reason why is because I think I've broke it, Phil. For some reason, it will be my fault. I've not been able to... The beacons look like they're going there, but for some reason it's not creating a live map. And I probably should have shouted up to Phil about this some time ago, actually. But I think it was down to when I loaded the iOS 7 beta onto my phone, and I had some problems with ViewRanger, and I've downgraded back to iOS 6 again. But for some reason, since then, I've not been able to post anything to shareyouradventure.com. That'd be my fault, though. The beacons are getting there. I just had a quick look in my location settings on shareyouradventure.com. The beacons are there, and it looks like they're updating. When I look at ViewRanger, at the ViewRanger tab on shareyouradventure.com, the time is correct that the last beacon was sent, but the date is yesterday. So that's obviously why it's not creating a live map. But anyway, not to worry, I'll sort that out later. But yes, shareyouradventure.com is an excellent service, and Phil has created a little feature there where you can create a combination map, a combi map, and I've got one of the Dark Peak area of the Peak District, and I set myself a mission around about a year and a half ago, and it was to walk or fill in the gaps on this map and walk in as many places in the Dark Peak as possible, revisiting some I've already walked years ago, but also trying to fill in every little gap on that map. So that's what I'm doing today. I've come up to Langset to walk up onto Howden Edge via a route that I've not actually done before at all. So this is all new to me, this. So this morning I set off from home around about 8 o'clock. And unlike normal trips into the Peak District that usually take about 15-20 minutes, this one's taken around about an hour because of the traffic on the M1. And I came up the M1 past Meadow Hall, where there was the roadworks and really slow traffic, and I just headed onto the Woodhead Pass, or towards the Woodhead Pass, and Langset is just off there as you come past Stocksbridge. So I parked up in the car park there, and I'm heading down along the northern edge, or northern side, of the Langset Reservoir now. I'm going to basically make this route up as I go. I've got a rough plan of where I'm heading. I had a quick look around about 7:30 this morning on ViewRanger at my Ordnance Survey mapping. I'm just going to just go for it. But like I say, the main reason for coming here today is to obviously explore a new area, but fill in a space on my combi map. And what I'll do is I'll post a link in the description to this map. And as you can see, it's pretty well filled, but there are some spaces left to go. And they are the ones that are a little bit further away from me. Right, we've come to a junction in the track now. So I think I've got to go that way. Well, what I will do, I'll just double check on ViewRanger. Shall I go up or across? I think I'll go up because it will allow me to make better progress, because the other path looks like it's going to weave down to a farm building and then mess around through the forest. So I'm just going to quickly head along this cycle trail and then off towards the west. Something I've noticed of late, and it always happens to me, is that when I'm heading for a walk, even if it's just setting out on a walk from home, I'm going to walk to Matlock or something like that, the moments before I set off, I've got butterflies in the stomach. And I think it's just the sheer anticipation of getting outdoors. I had it again today, and I had it the other day when my daughter Amy and I went walking on Kinder Scout. On the way there in the car, I've just got the butterflies in the stomach, and it's the sheer anticipation of just getting there. And I mean, now in a beautiful pine forest and everything's good in the world, but on the way in the car, that obviously, if I'm having to drive somewhere, that's the pointless stage of the journey. Not pointless, but you know what I mean, that's the fruitless stage of the journey, where I'm actually getting somewhere to where I can begin the walk. As soon as the boots are on and the legs are moving, everything's right with the world. And that's what it's like today. So to paint a picture, I'm on a trail that's around about a metre wide. It's relatively well graded. It's obviously a cycle route. I think it's the Trans-Pennine route. It runs across the Woodhead Valley down towards Glossop. And it's quite a popular cycle trail, actually. Or this is one of the branch trails, anyway. I'm in a glorious pine forest. I'm a big fan of pine forests. There's a bank off to my right-hand side, and the forest rises up. It drops off to the left, down towards the Langsett Reservoir. I'm just arriving at another junction now. I can hear the sound of the wind whistling through the trees, but I can also hear the distant rumble. You hear the birds in the background there, hopefully, as well. I can hear the distant rumble of the road. I can actually link up to this trail from home. Where I live, it's very close to the Five Pits Trail. If I head up there, I can head towards Chesterfield, join another cycle route that heads to Sheffield, and then, using a few small road detours, I can pretty much use cycle routes and cycle trails all the way to here. And that's something I've been looking at doing. In the wee small hours at work, or when I've got 2 seconds to myself, I'm always daydreaming about routes and adventures that sometimes never come into fruition. Oh, blackberries. It's that time of year again, folks. So I'm going to toast the end of this boo by eating a blackberry and hopefully not getting it all down my waterproofs and staining them. Anyway, I will say goodbye for now, but no doubt I'll do a boo further on. Okay, speak to you soon. Tastes good. Quite sour, but that's probably like it. Bye for now.